Let us pray. O God, you have taught us to keep all your commandments by loving you and our neighbor. Grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit that we may be devoted to you with our whole heart and united to one another with pure affection. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And now, we have our hymn sing. So please raise your hand. Yes!
All right, let me find it.
Yes. Okay.
487. Amazing Grace, first and last.
First and last, Amazing Grace. 487. First and last.
He leads me through to the voice of
assurance, all three. Ah, yes, I've been saying that a lot this week with the weather. Speaking of prayers, who has Someone they would like to pray for, yes.
Hi. My girlfriend made it up, and she's having a great time. You want to say something?
Yes, I would like to thank all of you guys for praying for my granddaughter, and she's doing really well, so I appreciate it if you keep on praying for her.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'd like to offer praises for this church and its existence continuing, and offer praises too for the organist today. It's lovely to have the organist.
Yes.
I'd like prayers for someone who's suffering with chronic headaches, trying to get things straightened out with the bureaucracy of our medical world is kind of interfering with that. So just that this person gets some relief from the suffering.
I'd like to give thanks for the birth yesterday of a niece to our daughter-in-law.
Yes.
Yes. Got that straight. Doesn't have a name yet.
A little boy.
A little boy.
Aww.
Little boy. Yes.
I'd like to give thanks that the sun is out and it's not raining.
Yes.
So far.
Yes. Let us close our eyes in prayer. Let us feel the breeze. Let us see the light of the sun. We thank you, Lord, for the ups and downs of weather. Even for the ups and downs of our health. We pray for those with chronic illness. We thank God for the bravery of those who keep striving. Striving against illness, striving against government systems that sometimes lock us out. We pray for the incredible beauty of this earth. We thank you that it isn't raining, but we also thank you for the rain that brought us all of the beautiful greenery that we haven't seen in a few years. It's been a little bit gray. We praise your name for these lilies that we saw as we drove over here. So beautiful. We praise your name for life, the beginnings of life, the middle of life, the sunset of life. Give us the grace to remember that all the goodness in the world comes from God, our creator, our preserver, our protector, our father. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. your Son. Amen. Let the prayers and songs of our lips and the meditations of our hearts be worthy offerings to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Can we go back and do the Lord's Prayer, please?
Oh, I am sorry. Thank you. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Today's reading is from the book of John, chapter 15, verses 9 through 12. This is from the Holy Bible, New International Version. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you.
Today is my older son's birthday, our firstborn. The joy that I feel today, the joy I felt those many years ago, is a cup overflowing with love. The church has a prayer, one with which I will close these remarks, in which we ask God to shield the joyous. The joy springing forth from our love, from our happiness, must always be tempered with the knowledge that somewhere out there, someone is weeping. As Christians, we are called to love our neighbors. And if I truly love my neighbor, in the midst of my joy at giving birth to a healthy, beautiful baby who has grown into a strong husband and father, I need to remember those who haven't had that joy. Those whose inner workings were not equipped to produce a child. Those who had a child who died at birth or soon after. Those whose child, full of optimism, excited about a new driver's license, died in a car accident. Those whose child went overseas for the sake of this country's freedoms and lost his or her life. I need to ask God to shield my joy and allow it to grow into loving prayers and deeds of love for my neighbor. Somewhere along our life's journey, we Christians have lost our way. I believe we've lost track of Jesus. We've forgotten Jesus, what Jesus did, what Jesus said. Love one another as I have loved you. In our everyday life, not just when we come through these doors or into another sacred space, but in our everyday life. We all know the story of the rich man who asks Jesus, "What must I do to obtain eternal life?" Jesus reminds him of the Ten Commandments. "I've done all that since I was a boy," says the man. Jesus, looking at him, loves him, even though he knows the man will sin, as we all do, and most likely will not be able to give away all of his prized possessions. Our prized possessions, our things, the things we believe we have a right to own, the things which define us, the things that make us who we are, the things, the thoughts, the beliefs, the lifestyle we love and cannot do without. But if we listen to our hearts, we know. You shall love the Lord thy God, not your things, with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your strength and with all your mind. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And the lawyer asks, who is my neighbor? I ask myself this afternoon, who is my neighbor? My neighbor is anybody else besides me. Anybody. My neighbor is the town bully. My neighbor is the crazy old lady everyone is tired of dealing with. My neighbor, says Jesus, is the filthy heap that has been left on the side of the road to die. The self-absorbed arrogance of the model citizens who cross the street to avoid the dying man because they're afraid of getting their hands dirty defies all common sense. Which is it? Keep your hands clean or save a life? Does Jesus call me to dislike or avoid someone because I don't agree with them? As a follower of Jesus, am I called to dehumanize people whose lifestyle I don't agree with? What would Jesus do? We are told what Jesus did. Jesus talked and sat and ate with non-believers, sinners, tax collectors, women of ill repute. Scripture tells us that Jesus loved and welcomed and spent time with those who not only did not follow the Ten Commandments, but who had already broken and continued to break most, if not all of them. Are we truly followers of Christ if we reject any of our neighbors? I give you a new commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. As we pray this prayer, let us also have in mind those unlikable folks we would rather not pray for. It's natural for us, even easy, to pray for those in hospital, for those living in difficult situations, for those we love who are dying. But let us also pray for those we don't really like, those we are angry with, those we believe are not living the will of God. Let us pray. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give thine angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying. Soothe the suffering. Pity the afflicted. Shield the joyous. And all for thy love's sake. Amen. Let us stand as you are able and sing hymn number 45, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. day long, until the shadows lengthen and the evening comes and the busy world is hushed and the fever of life is over and our work is done. Then in thy mercy, grant us a safe lodging and a holy rest and peace at the last. And now may the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace, now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you all.